Simin Kuf Ein Vov and Kuf Ein Dalet. Bein Zor Hashem. Hayim Kotzer V'Amalach HaMeruvah. The Mechaber says, in Kuf Ein Vov, Shapas Poitres HaPaperes, Birach Ala Pas Poitres HaPaperes, Nainu Puri Pas, Dak Dak, Shedib Kimim Rak Edvash, that's how, Yon, is Mazbir Paperes, Birach Ala Paperes, Loi Poitres HaPas. Hazal Birach Ala Paperes, Poitre Maise Kedera, Shudai Tzach Yitzibem, Vekinim Birach Ala Maise Kedera, Poitres HaPaperes. These are the halachas of pattering foods that are either eaten Techa Suda or foods that are eaten before the Suda, but they're not a Pater's Path. And if it doesn't Pater's Path, then what are you supposed to do? And the Mishnah Berurah really discusses the halachas of somebody that eats before his Suda. What is he supposed to do with regard to a Bracha Achreinu? Is the Mutar B'chlal to eat before his Suda? So what's common in a number of places is some people have the minig that on Shabbos morning after make kiddush, they have rogalof or whatever else they have, and then they go and they wash, they have a suda right afterwards. Could be in this very same place. Certainly we're not talking about you have kiddush and shul and then you go home. Then we already know you're not allowed to do that. No, that's not a shaila when you get to bracha achreinu. The nidin is more that case actually that I mentioned on the sheet that I saw, that was me. And when I was a bachar, I missed kiddush in the mirror, and I went to chop somebody who was in Bati Ungarn, and sure enough, he had underneath his challah cover, he had rabalach and who knows what, and all a bunch of different stuff, and that's what he made for kiddush on, and then he had the suda afterwards, kumdumani. The shayla is a mutter of bracha shein etzricho, and is it mutter, and what do you do when you get the bracha achreinu? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, it sounds like, im ha shulchan orech v'alechem lefonov osu ligrin bracha shein etzricho. In a scenario where the table is set and the food is ready, then echnami tashal brachah shein etzricho. Unless he says, if it's something that you'd rather eat, then aim is emishum gram brachah shein etzricho. You don't like sitting down, washing, and then start opening up the ragalach. That's the person not interested in that bechlal. Therefore, a person that would rather eat the ragalach and whatever else it is before the suda, therefore you could say, and Echanan Mishnah Berurah brings down a yei shemim that ein bo zeh mishum bracha shein etzricho. And he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav. If you look there in Reish Mem Tes, where it is, he says that the Shulchan Aruch Harav was mamlitz on them ve'ein limchiz biyodam. Ein limchiz biyodam al tzeh bracha shein etzricho lecher. Now, Bechlal, it's a mashma only dafka if the suda is mamish ready. If the suda is not ready, even if it will be ready in 5 minutes, it sounds like. So in Sfarim, there's a bracha talks about 15 minutes, half an hour. I think the pasha mashma is the Mishnah Berurah is dafka if it's daite lechol tekef, if the food is mamish right here. But if it's not daite lechol tekef, if the food is not ready 100%, it's still going to take a few minutes, then lechur it's not a shayla of a bracha shein etzricho. That's when you get to bracha shein etzricho. When you get to bracha achreinu, what are you supposed to do? So Mishnah Berurah tainas, then when it comes to pasta b'kisim, it really depends what you're eating by the kiddush, and we'll just go through the possibilities and see how it plays out. Halacha l'maaseh. The first thing, if you're eating ragalach or cake and things like that, so Mishnah Berurah says that that's pasta b'kisim. The biralach is marich when you get to this, since pasta b'kisim is a suffix pas, therefore it doesn't. We don't make a bracha on it techasuda because it's a suffix pas. Therefore, it gets patterned by the birchas amazon. You would not have to make a bracha achreino before the suda. Accordingly, says Reb Moshe in Tshuva Chelek Gimel Lama Gimel, that the types of cakes that we have today that are more than 50% other ingredients to flour, in other words, there's oil and eggs and sugar that are more than 50%, which is maybe the it could be that almost all of our cakes, Bizmani Noir, even the Kokish cakes and things like that, not just the Blila Rakos, the batters, but even the doughs, very often it is that way. Then he says that's vaday pasul b'kisnin, according to everybody, according to the Bach, according to the Marashal, and that's not a suffix pas, and therefore, zikr if you're kaveh yasudah on it, and Echanami has the din of yasudah, but we don't reckon it to be a suffix pas, and therefore, you should make a bracha achreinu on it beforehand. L'maitz the Mishnah Berurah is not mechalik, could be that wasn't the normal case. I don't think that's the minhag olam that they make a bracha achreinu beforehand, and we're not mechalik between the sugi pasul b'kisnins. And b'di'eved, anyhow, l'chur, you'll be yaitzeh with b'rachas amazin. If somebody's mevarach b'rachas amazin on it, then l'chur, he would be yaitzeh, b'di'eved, since if you were kaveh atzuda on it, you would have to make a berachah mazon even the chatchila. Therefore, b'diavad, certainly the berachah mazon is going to pater it. But according to Mishnah Berurah, stam pasul v'kisnin is not stam pasul v'kisnin is does not require a bracha chayna before you wash. Now, let's say you have Yerushalmi kogel for the kiddush, then that's like a tafshil. That's a tafshil. It's not a suffix pas. In a chanami, you would have to make a bracha chayna before you wash. If you have Yerushalmi kogel and then you're about to wash, make a alamichil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it depends whether or not you're going to have it though in the middle of the suda. If you're also going to have Yerushalmi kogel in the middle of the suda, then he says, there's a machlekes achrayin in what you should do in such a case. If you could be saying machlek chatzchil on your brichas amazin, which is going to pater the Yerushalmi kogel, it'll pater atu the Yerushalmi kogel, pater the mother suda, pater the Yerushalmi kogel beforehand, or not. Now, he's not machriya lemaisa. Remoishin Tshuva says that he's more neite to Netshuva chen gimel lama gimel. He's more neite to the tzad of to yes make a bracha achrayinu in the Sharatzin. Sifkot and hay. He's more neita than the tzad, yes, to make a bracha chayna, and therefore he says, since it's not a shalat bracha shenitzricho, because it's a suffix, you're getting out of a shayla, therefore you shouldn't make a bracha chayna beforehand. Clearly, you shouldn't make a bracha beforehand. The chayr b'di'evit also, certainly if you did not make a bracha chayna beforehand, do not make a bracha chayna in the middle of the suda, make a b'samech on the birchas amazin in such a case, the chayr, once you didn't make a bracha chayna. Even though you could make a bracha chayna in the middle, as we'll see in a minute. That's with Yerushalmi kogel. Lechatchila, the way that Mishnah Berurah brings out two different. If you're not having Yerushalmi kogel in the middle of Suda, make a bracha achrayna. If you are having Yerushalmi kogel, it's a suffix. Rav Moshe says you should make a bracha achrayna. If you didn't, be the eved, you'll be samech on the brachas amazin. If you're having potato kogel, then for sure you need a. That's not something which needs a bracha in the middle of Suda. That is, you shouldn't be mevarach brain of fashis on your potato kogel beforehand. If you were not mevarach on your potato kogel before you washed, then be mevarach on your potato kogel brain of fashis after you wash as a Mishnah Berurah. That's something which is mechuyev in a brain of fashis. It's not patterned. Birchas Hamazon does not patter brain of fashis. Mainly in the middle of the suda also you can make a brain of fashis even though you already washed. It's not a problem be'etz. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says, I don't know, he's talking about mini mesika, lechara, potato kogel, Yesh La'ayim, exactly what he's referring to. He says, that which you have, we wash, and they put out, mini mesika v'shari dvarim, u'b'daitam b'zman kotzer, litol yadeim v'lech opas, for sure it doesn't need a bracha achreino, because the kiddush is makom suda, it's like all chelik of the suda, and therefore everything is patered by the birchas amazin. So now, according to him, even in the case of potato kogel, you wouldn't even make a bracha achreino, not like the Mishnah Berurah. I saw the Vizayis of Bracha, he said that Lalacha were not Chesh, he wasn't Cheshish Bechal for the Aruch HaShulchan. He says the Maitha Mishnah Berurah and the Igros Moshe, or Moshe goes not that way. And therefore, he named on that you should make a Bracha Achreino. Certainly, if you're not going to be eating right away, then for sure you should make a Bracha Achreino. Because you're not Mamish eating, so you're not Mamish sitting in the same place. But even without that, Lachar, the Pashas of the Mishnah Berurah is that if you're having potato kugel or pidema, then you should make your brain of Fashris on your potato kugel. Now, if you're having fruit requires a bracha of the suda, according to certain shitas. Therefore, he says, in a case where you ate fruit beforehand, and you're not planning on eating fruit in the middle of the suda, then in a chanam, you should make a bracha achrayin on the fruit before the suda. If you are planning on eating fruit in the middle of the suda, so then you don't have to make a bracha achrayin. Fakert, lachur, like we mentioned in the past, it's better not to make a bracha achrayin. It's better to be mevarach and eat a little bit beforehand, or eat a lot if you're planning on eating in the middle of the suda, to pater the nekudah is to eat a little bit. You're saying even in a case where you're eating a lot, don't make a bracha achrayin if you're planning on eating in the middle of the suda, because fruit in the middle of the suda is not so pashut bechlal. What halachic status does it have? Is it eaten l'tainug? Is it eaten l'soiva? Is it just eaten because of the chilek of the meal? We don't really know. Therefore, to make a bracha on it's not so pashut because of the chilek of the suda, then you don't have to make a bracha. Not to make a bracha, it's not so pashut because if it's not a chelik of the suda, then you shouldn't make a bracha, at least it should be tuffel to the pas. To make it tuffel to the pas is also not so pashut, because if it's part of the suda, and according to Mishnah Berurah, you should have tchil of a seif. But if it's really the kinuach, then you should have every bite with it. So it's not exactly clear what a person should do with fruit. Therefore, the best thing to do is to make a bracha beforehand, and have in mind your fruit in the middle of the suda, and you do not have to make a bracha achrayna afterwards. Let's say there's fruit there beforehand, and you don't know if you're going to have fruit in the middle of the suda. So then, Echanami, have in mind that if you're going to have fruit in the middle of the Suda, you want to pater it. And if in the middle of the Suda they don't serve fruit, make Al-Aitz. You can make aleis in the middle of the Suda as well. The same way you can make a benefash in the middle of the Suda. So you can have it in mind, ala safik, ala tzad that you have, then it patters it, and do not make a bracha chorino. The tzad you do not have, then you can make a bracha chorino in the middle of the Suda.
I think it was one that April for the fruit.
Sure.
Meaning it already parts more than half an hour, something you don't know.
Then you would not be able to make a bracha chorino. Yes, true. If it's more than a shir equal, which Yesh Lod and what the shir equal is going to be with regard to that, then Mirz Hashem will see next month. Beis Hashem is bar. Then we'll. You would not be able to make a bracha chayna.
Even if you continue eating, it has to be a dafka from.
That's a very good question. Do you have to, if you even continue eating? So if it's all a chilek of the same sudos, then it maybe it's mamshich. But if it was from before the suda, then lachar that which you eat afterwards is not going to be mamshich the chilek from beforehand. Even in the middle of the Suda, Mishnah Berurah is not going to get to it. He asks the question, he says, we have these long Sudas that we have, Shavu Brachos for 4 hours, in the middle you stop, what are you supposed to do? And he says, he dons on that. But L'chair, if it's from beforehand, L'chair, it's not going to be able to be Mamshach. That's Kuf Ayin Vav. Kuf Ayin Dalet is the Halachos Din Birchat Hayayin B'Suda and Shar Mashkin. Says Mechaber, Yayin Shepesech HaSuda Mevarech Lov Beri Pri Agofen Ve'ein HaPas Poitrein. Wine which one drinks in the middle of a suda requires a bracha. The pas, even though pas is everything else that we're eating for the most part, it does not pater yayin. Now, Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss what would be in a case where shari pita be yayin. According to Rashi, the Gemara's case was ihochi yayin nami niftere pas. According to Pashas Shitas Rashi, that's Adarach, brings down such a pshat, the Maharil, the Magen Avraham brought down the Maharil in Kuf Samach Ches, the Maril, the Magen Avraham quotes the Maril who learns Bedas Rashi that was the Gemara Shaila. When a person is sure repita b'yayin, according to Rashi, the only thing that's patr in the middle of the Suda is something which is tough to pass. So what was the Gemara Shaila that by yayin pasher patr it? Must be that he was sure repita b'yayin. And that's what the Gemara Shaila was, pasher patr it. The Gemara answered, no, yayin is kaveh abrach al'atmai. And according to Rashi, it comes out that even if you're sure repita b'yayin, you would still have to make a brach on the yayin. Do we pass in that way halacha l'maisa or not? So it's not discussed over here. In Kuf Samach Ches, the Mishnah Berurah did discuss it, and he said if you're interested in both of them, if you're just interested in the pas, then the wine is tafel to the pas. If you're interested just in the wine, then it can't say you don't even have to make a bracha on the pas. If you're interested in both of them, then he says the best thing to do is to drink a little wine before and to make a bracha on it. And if you look at the Sharatin, it's because really he holds that it is considered tafel. However, if there's a suffix, maybe it's not lechur or being cheshish for the Shitas Rashi. And therefore, he says, the best thing to do outside of Yerzatev is to make a bracha on a little bit of wine beforehand. But if you did not have any wine beforehand, you had just what was left over in the Kiddush in the Becher, and you stuck in your challah inside to soak it up, Shor Pita B'Yayin, in such a case, if you didn't make a Breper Gofen beforehand, whoever it is, then L'chori would not make a bracha. L'chori would not make a bracha, it's considered tafel to the pas, you would not make a bracha. Now, even though yayin is not tufel to the pas, it is tufel to the suda, which means that if you're having a perm suda, and you start off in one place, and you end up, for some reason, you're continuing your suda in a different place. I don't know why that would possibly happen. The shayla is, are you able to continue drinking wine, al esmach, l'chor you have now avishin yimokhin? Do you have to make a new bracha, or not? But since you're in the middle of a Suda's pas, Taisa says in Psachim, and the Bir Halacha brings it down in Simin Kuf Ayin Ches, he says that the Yayin, since you're in the middle of a Suda, so the same way that the Suda doesn't need a new bracha, since your best in the middle of a Suda doesn't require a new bracha, then Mamela also your Yayin, even though the Yayin requires a bracha in a Suda, it's tuffel to the Suda, and does not require a new bracha when you go somewhere else.
If you made the bracha on the yayin before the
suda, then it's not so pasha b'chlal. Maybe if you also drank in the middle of the suda, your das was to drink also in the middle of the suda, so you patered up both of them, then maybe. But in the case where you stamazay, you made a bracha beforehand, then it's not so pasha. Then it's not pasha that it would be tough. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, yayin poita kol mini mashkin, hava afilu mi bracha risheino, afilu mi bracha risheino. That means it was more pasha that bracha chrein is going to pater than a bracha risheino. Really, in the Gemara says that pas patters all foods, and yayin also patters the same, and yayin does. Mice we don't pass in that pas patters all foods. Maybe yayin also doesn't patter all foods, at least from a bracha rishena. Kamash Malan that it does, it even patters from a bracha rishena. Is this dafka wine, or is it even grape juice? Kiyodur, the Yashuv was cheshish when he gave it to grape juice, then maybe it doesn't have the chashivas of wine. Befrat, if you understand that it's the ikar mashkin, some of the Rishonim understood that yayin, the reason why patur shar mashkin is because that's the ikar. Everything is tafel to it. It's hard to say that grape juice is considered an ikar mashkin. Certainly even in the times that there were kaveya, that was the main drink. But pashas wasn't grape juice; it was wine. Nevertheless, Lamaisa, I think the Menagarlam is, and I think that's how, this is how I heard from Berkowitz also, that we're not Machalik Machlal, Benegeta, wine and grape juice. And comes Pesach, Mr. Shem, Shleshim, Kayed Machag, Ramosh was Machadish, that even though maybe we're not Machalik between wine and grape juice, when it comes to Leila Seder, there's Al Tchiris, it's not a Kim of Tchiris to have Dalek Krasis, because it's not, doesn't cause a person to become intoxicated, doesn't have any alcohol. Therefore, it doesn't give you that simcha, which is the derechiris that a person needs, and holds you not yitzim. The ma'isa, I think, the minig of Rev Rubam of Klal Yisrael is to yes, use grape juice, even on Leila Seder. Well, we're in generally not machalik, and mainly the same way that the wine would pater shar mashkin, so too grape juice would pater shar mashkin. Shlomo Zalman is on like that as well in Hilchos Pesach, and Hilchos Shlomo is brought down. How much wine do you have to drink to be able to potter up the rest of the mashkin? So Mr. Brewer brings down from the Nesivas and Derech HaChaim and says, if you love mashu, the mice you pottered it, even if you drank a little bit, which means everybody that gets a little bit by Kiddush, this is Mamish Negea, big Nafkamina, Lalach Lamaisa, could be every single week. And you get to a Kiddush, if you hear Kiddush, and you get a little bit of wine. Depending on how much wine you get, that's whether or not it's going to potter up Shar Mashkin. According to the Derech HaChaim, any amount of wine that you got is going to pater shar mashkin. Not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan is mistopic, maybe even if you didn't drink any wine. The very fact that we yaitzeh with his kiddush, and therefore you're tuffled to his bracha, could be that you don't have to. He's mistopic. He doesn't, he's not machriya. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Derech HaChaim holds, even if you have a mashu, the mice in the Be'er Lachi says it's not pashit, and he says you have to drink at least a mali lugma. Agav, in the Sharatiyan, in Simon Reish Ches, he says that efshir with a mali lugma, if it's enough. It's not 100% so clear. But here in Nemzon Kipshutai, Lechara, Bebrirs, that he's machled it, that if a person has a mali lugmav, that is enough. How much is a mali lugmav? A rov revius, Mishnah Berurah says in Chashavis, which is, the way that the Paiskis Maineinu I saw say, is between 1.5 and 2 ounces. Figuring that a revius is somewhere between 3.3 and 4.4, give or take. That's about be'erech. There's a little bit more and a little bit less, but be'erech between 1.5 and 2 ounces. Now the standard shot glass is an ounce. Therefore, if you're getting a half of an ounce shot glass, or maybe even less than that, certainly you don't have a mali lugmav. So according to the Derech HaChaim, you did pater. But according to Mishnah Berurah, you didn't pater. L'maisa Mishnah Berurah says if you didn't drink a mali lugmav, he doesn't say for sure that you didn't pater. He says you should get somebody else to be made to you. Therefore, somebody else should be made to you with a shakal, or you should take sugar. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah comes down and tells us that sugar, even though we had a three-way machlekes rishonim, a bracha to make on sugar, and a pasha to make a shakal in the suffix, nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says, in a matzav of suffix, what bracha, whether or not you should make a shakal, you could use a sugar, which is a suffix shakal in the first place, since that's the main ingredient to make a bracha, you use that to pater up the shar mashkim. Male, if you had less than a mali lugmav, in a standard case, you went to a kiddush and you got a little bit of wine in your cup, and it's less than a mali lugmav, which is generally it is. In such a case, it's not so pashut to make a bracha, and it's not so pashut not to make a bracha. It's not so pashut to make a bracha because the Derech HaChaim says it's pater. It's not so pashut not to make a bracha because the Mishnah Berurah says that you really need a mali lugmav. Therefore, in such a case, you should really get somebody else to be made to you. Somebody that didn't drink any wine, at least to be made to you, or take a little bit of sugar. Ukedeme. To, if you want to drink other drinks.
If you don't have another shakal, is it better to not be tame at all for the kiddush?
If you
don't have another shakal, is it just better not to be tame for the kiddush at all?
If you're going to have less than a mali lugmav, yes, l'chayra. According to that, yeah, it would be better not to be tame from the kiddush b'chol. Even though Aruch Shulman is topic, I don't think that the topic is going to... The Shabur didn't bring down such a tzad b'chol, l'chayra. L'chur, this is Tali, and the Shaila is Tali, and the same thing that we saw when he gave the pas. The at the beginning of Kufa and Zayin, the Mishabur brought down the topic of the Magen Avram, somebody that has pas, only to pater off Shar Macholim. You're not interested in eating the bread. He says, even if you had more than a kezayis, certainly if you had less than a kezayis, he's mistopic. Maybe the rest of the food that you're eating is not tafel to the pas. It has no chashivas. The Purim Yigaldim is Mevar the topic. He says, the Shaila is, why do you not have to make a bracha on the Melvasudo? Is it because you have a chash of a bracha, or you have a chash of a maichel, and therefore it doesn't make a difference how much bread you eat? Or is it because the bread is the ikar suda? So kokami, you didn't have an ikar suda because you didn't have a gezayis, so everything can't be tafel to it. He's a mistopic. He has the same suffix benegeat to yain, if you look there. He says, is it a chashivas of the bracha? Or do you say, no, it's a chashivas of the drinking, or the mashke? Or is it, no, the chashivas of what you drank, it's the ikar drink. Gmele kokami, it's not the ikar drink because you just had a little bit, and echlami, it's not going to patter. Why mali logmav is going to be enough of a chashivas that that's going to patter? It's not 100% clear. Why? Since it gives the isubi daite, maybe. But why is that the choshev amount? Her revia should be the amount. Not exactly clear. The Mishnah Berurah, though, goes with mali logov. He says, shir choshev demiyasva daite. Why that's the kreveya? I'm going to get to this. I'm not sure. I guess we see, I'm going to get to Yom Kippur and other things, that's enough of a shir, then that would be enough to pater lamaisa. We'll get to that in a minute. Excellent. What's the story if does the other drinks, when a person does have a mali lugmov, do the other drinks have to be in front of him or not? When you get to a coffee, you're having a coffee and the coffee's not made yet. So does that work or not? If your das is on it, if your das is not on it. So Mr. Brewer brought down, in a case where you're a kreveya on lishtes yayin, then it could be that you don't have to have the drinks in front of you. He brings down a suffix. Iskimu kam achren depoita filo mashkin shloi hoyu lefanuv. If you were not kreveya, im loy shay yadayta ela mashkin kenig marashti, unless you had your... I'm sorry, he has... Yeah, by kova, if you're a kaveya lishtes yayin, which means you're not just drinking a little bit for kiddush, your mom is sitting down like by Purim, you're drinking wine. Then he says that there is, according to many poskim, even if it's shalei befanuf. However, if you're not kaveya, then they have to be befanuf. Or he says yesh mikilan afilu lo yayu lefanuf rak sheyadayta aleim. So too, even if they weren't lefanuf, it was dayta aleim, then that's enough. Now, let's say the stum of the milsa is that you're going to have drinks. For example, the Shabbos Sudan. The stum of the milsa is that you have other drinks. Good name it. In a case where you didn't wash. In the standard meal, you're going to drink other drinks. The mashmois of the Sharatian is, in Sifkat Yud Gimel, that as long as there's a stoma, that's considered as if you have das. The stam das, if that's the regilus, that's ki'ilu your stoma. And Mimela, that's how many places come from Shabbos. Bracha brings down from any person. That's what I hear from a Berkowitz as well. That the regilus that to drink in the middle of the Suda is ki'ilu as if your das is lahevi on it, and therefore it's going to work. Mimela, kokama, that's a derech that you have a coffee after your kiddush. Then even if your coffee was in front of you, that's going to pater the coffee, even if you're not kaveh. Similarly, a arech, that is simcha taka de balabayas. Your das is whatever he's going to bring. Memela, even if it wasn't in front of you, it's ki'ilu as if your das was lahedya, said Rabbi Berkowitz, even though lamaisa you didn't think specifically you're going to get to the drinks, the very fact that you think whatever your das is, whatever the balabas is going to bring out, that's also considered as if you had das lahedya. I think the standard person drinks other drinks in the middle of the suda, and therefore that would be ki'ilu as if that's the regilus. Unless for those people that are makbin to do a pi'il Rambam, Chayim Brim, up here of Eschaik, to only drink before, and that we'll talk about Mitzvah Shem also Bemshech. Then in Echrami, people are makbid not to drink in the middle of the Suda. Most people, I think, do drink in the middle of the Suda. However, for those people that are makbid not to drink in the middle of the Suda, then in Echrami, if you would have a drink afterwards, in a case where you didn't wash, then you would have to make a bracha on it if you did not have specifically in mind to pater it with the wine, if it wasn't there on the table. Now, does this din of bracha rishayin and bracha chayin apater, what happens in a case where it's really a shayla of why does wine pater sharmashkin? Is it because everything is tafel to it? Or is it because it's the kolo in the bracha? Is it, what's the reason why? What's the nafkamino? Nafkamino is going to be, let's say you drink other drinks. You had to drink a soda, and then you sat down to drink a wine. So you have to make a brei priya gafen, you have to make ala gafen on your wine. Do you make a brei nefashis on the drink of soda that you had? Or not? You drink beforehand. You drank the shar mashkin before you had the wine, which can happen by a kiddush. You had a cup of soda, and then somebody brings out a geshmaka bottle of wine, and you decide, you know what? Let's have a drink. Now, what do you do? Beforehand, you had to make a brain of hashes. Now what do? You make a gefer or not? So, agav, in a case where a person is eating an apple, now he finishes the apple, he makes a brain of hashes. If he didn't make a brain of hashes and he started to eat dates, now he's chayav to make a ala eitz. The halacha is you no longer make the brain of hashes anymore. You make the ala eitz, and the pot is up also the dates, and also the apple that you had beforehand. Because the apple is also a priya eitz. Just they weren't misak in such a chashva bracha, lechatchila. But now they're making the chashva bracha, you no longer have to make a brain of hashes. Do we say the same thing in this case? You had a drink of soda, your mesa mochayav to make a brain of hashes, now you had a drink of wine. Wine fathers. The bracha rishena pathers and the bracha achrena pathers. So therefore, now that I make ala gefen, it's going to pater memela of the drink that I had beforehand. Or do I say, no, the whole vart, the reason why it paters is because it's tuffle to the wine. But how can you tell me what you drank before the wine is going to be tuffle to the wine or tuffle to the bracha? So the shulti yivarim is best in this topic when you get to this. So, dan on it, the vzeis bracha is a shtickle when you get to this. I heard from a brokwit that in a chanami, the ala gefen will pater. The ala gefen will pater. L'chura, the lumdis is... Like we're saying that, like by Al Priya Eitz. The same way that Ala Gefen, that when you make a Ala Eitz or Priya Eitz, it's going to pater also the apple because it's included. So too, when you make Ala Gefen on the wine, you're making the most chashver bracha, it's going to include all other mashkin as well. It's not just because you drank it within the sandwiched in between the wine. The bracha chreino is able to pater all the mashkin as well. The Ala Gefen paters the mashka that you had beforehand. Since it's the most chashev mashke, everything else is included in that. It's not that Ala Michi can pater brain of hashes. Ala Michi can pater brain of hashes. That's not like we said beforehand. Benching can pater brain of hashes. The Ala Gefen, which is referring to the most chashev drink, that pater is kolol in that shvach vaidot Rebbeinu Shlalom is all the other drinks that are tuffel that are less than the wine in the bracha. The milit's pater. I did not hear this hezber from him. I'm saying this hezber. But l'chura, that's
apples is
eight. Apples is eight. That's why it's clear that it's nichlal. That's not my question, though. We have to understand what's the pshat when you make a brei priya gofen that is tuffel to it. This is not the standard ikar v'tuffel that we have anywhere else. Miris Hashem, beizor Hashem Yisbarach. We'll get to the din of ikar v'tuffel this week. Beizor Hashem Yisbarach. This week we'll start the ikar v'tuffel. The all ikar v'tuffel is that you have an ikar meichel and something which is tuffel to that meichel. Soda is not tuffel to the wine by any stretch of the imagination. It's not that I had something and I have to drink the soda after. I had the wine, I have to drink the soda afterwards as a chaser. Sometimes maybe you have to do that. But it's not that's not the standard drink that you're drinking. It's not, you're not drinking it together with the wine. You'll ruin the wine if you drink it together with the wine. This is not the regular dinner ikar v'tuffel. There has to be some hesber why we understand that when you make ala gefen, epata shar mashkin. It's the Iker Michael. It's the Iker Mashke. Zozain Azai that it's Iker Mashke, like the Rishonim say. So what? Why does it pater in? It's the Iker Mashke. Why does it pater in? It's not a tuffel. It's not like I'm having a Sudas pass and that's the main Michael, so therefore everything else is secondary to that. This is, what does that have to do with, how is it considered tuffel? It has to be somehow that since it's the Iker Michael, so it's the most Hoshva Michael. Since it's the most chashva mashke, Yain is the most chashva mashke, Mamele Nichlal in your Shevach or Yidot or Rebbeinu Shlom on his mashke. B'chlal masayim mona all other mashkim. Everything else is tuffel to it in the chashivas. And therefore, once I was ready mishabech the Rebbeinu Shalom on the most chashiv, kol in that is also the chashivas and everything else which is less than that. If that's the case, then even by Ala Gefen, even you'll say the same thing. Once I mishabech the Rebbeinu Shalom on the most chashiv, it'll pater everything else as well. What is nichlal and other drinks that is included in the bracha of Brei Priya Gofen? Is ice cream? Ice cream or ices? Or pudding, or these type of things, are these considered jello? Are these things considered drinks that are pater or not? So, I heard from Burgess, he said, it really depends on what the natural state of the food is at room temperature. If you take it out of the fridge or freezer and let it sit, what would be? If it's pudding or jello, which is like a solid, then in Echanami, that's not a mashkin. But something which is going to melt, then in Echanami, it has a shiloh. Of a mashke, and therefore, he says, and therefore, it's better to potter it up with something else. I will be minded that even though by Yudalid, Leil Yudalid in the house, I did make a shakal on the ice cream, however, by the Suda, the next day, in deference to Rumesha, the Shmuel B'Shem Rumesha, I didn't. I didn't make, I potted up with something else. But the truth is that maybe there really is much more of a reason why to potter it up then. And that is because if you had wine, then you have already a suffix. Somebody wanted to say, and I mentioned this by the Purim student, somebody told me here this also, b'shem somebody else, the Taitchup Ramesha also, that maybe Ramesha was, the Shmuel b'shem, it's hard to know, it's only Shmuel, Ramesha didn't write it down. But the Shmuel b'shem Ramesha that you don't make a bracha on ice cream at the end of a suda was dafka referring to the Mekadesh. Dafka the Mekadesh, who is Mekadesh on wine, then it's a suffix whether or not ice cream, since it melted, has the shame of a mashke. What was the sferkite? Even if it has the shame of a mashke, it's not shaykh to the sudo. You're right, it's not shaykh to the sudo. The reason why it's potter is not because of the chelik of the sudo. It's because you already made a gofen on the wine. And the wine is going to potter the shar mashke, even which are not going to get to the sudo. Now, I don't know if that was a Shmuel Ramesha. The Shmuel Ramesha sounds like the way that the Rambam says it over is that you don't make a bracha on ice cream at the end of the sudo, which has nothing to do with whether or not you had wine, whether it was kaddish or not. Well, Zolzain, that there is such a tzad, there is such a tzad at least, that's what Berkowitz was saying, that there is such a tzad to be mistapik, at least klapi, the Makadesh, even though he didn't go with the Shmuel Ramesha, because he wasn't talking about a person that drank wine. Somebody that didn't drink wine in the Chayetz Pashi, you have to make a shackle. But somebody that did drink wine, then it's already suffic. He says, in such a case, it's better to potter it with something else. It's better to potter it with, if it would mamish melt into a liquid, then it's better to potter with another shackle, he says. I do think that the minig olam is even in such a case, but if they don't have something to, yes, make a shackle. What? Soup? Soup. If the soup is not a shackle, then I don't know if it's gonna, I saw somebody down on May Paris and these things like that. Since it's not a shackle, it's more done as a food, maypiris, and things like that. And therefore, amashke we know. Amashke you make shakal, like Tesis says. That's why you pass. Something else doesn't have wouldn't have the same maskal. It's more looked at as a maichel. And therefore, it would require a bracha. If it's a adamo, like soup, or like vegetable soup, if it's chicken soup, and you're drinking it like a drink, it's hard to say. L'chur, it's still a maichel. It's hard to say that it's a mashke. What's the halacha when you get the chicken soup? How long do you have to make a brand of hashis? How fast do you have to have the chicken soup to be able to make a brand of hashis? The halacha is if you're drinking, it has to be kadesh tias revias, which is like 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 7, 8, 10 seconds. If it's a maichel, then you have kadesh achilas pras, which is 4 minutes. So when you have your chicken soup, how fast do you have to down it to be able to make a brand of hashis? I think the minhag is to make a brand of hashis even if they drink it with a spoon and it takes them 3-4 minutes to have a kazayas. Nevertheless, it's because it would be considered a maichel, not a mashke. In that case, really, this is reshiyud. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us this chus, we'll be able to see it as well. Speaking as if we're in Adar Aleph. Now, b'negiyat bracha achreinu. This is a question that was mentioned beforehand. And that is, what happens, a standard case, common case. Person has a little bit of wine, moly lugmov, let's say, by Kiddush, and then he has a coffee. Let's not talk about a coffee, because coffee is a shalabin, he gets a brain of fashis. He has a drink of soda. He has a drink of soda, and he had a revius of soda. So now he had a moly lugmov of yayin, and a revius of soda. So a pater is the bracha rishena, for sure. Because he had a mali lugma, he passes the bracha rishena. What do you do about when you get the bracha chayna? So the mishabur over here by us, he sends you to what he wrote in Reish Ches. He says, when you get the bracha chayna, look what I wrote there in Reish Ches. What did he write there in Reish Ches? In Sharet Tzion, he's mistapik. He says, if you had a mali lugmov, it's a suffix whether or not you make a bracha chayna. Because the shitas that hold even from a kizayas, which is less than a mali lugmov, you make a bracha chayna. Sure, if you had a mali lugmov, we might have a suffix, so we only make a bracha chayna when we have reviews. But the shitas that hold even from a kizayas, make a bracha chayna. Since it's a suffix by us, it could be that you're really mukhiv to make ala gefen. Just, you can't, because it's a suffix. So if you're mukhiv to make ala gefen, then you can't make a brain of fashis on your drink. Because you're not mukhiv in brain of fashis, you're mukhiv to make ala gefen. Just because you have a suffix, you don't know what to do, therefore you're going to make a brain of fashis? You can't do that. Maybe you're not mukhiv in brain of fashis, he says. Therefore, I don't know what to do. B'tzarachin. You blab tzarachin? He says, I don't know, we're stuck. You had a mali lugmav of wine, you can't make ala gefen. But maybe you're mechuyev to. And if you're mechuyev to, then you can't make a brain of fashis on the drink that you drink. So you're stuck. Therefore, tzarchin. Maishin Shuvah, he says, I don't understand. If you're not making a bracha achreino on the wine, then for sure you have to make a bracha achreino on the drink. The way the Sheva Levi says, kama kama peitzki zmanenu, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, really the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually says it as well. You do make a brand pashit, but Dain Fisher in his Agoris in the Mishnah Berurah is matmiya. Sheva Levi, he says, I don't understand. If we understand by ikar v'tafel, as we'll see, Mirz Hashem, that it's not that the tafel doesn't need a bracha. It's just that the bracha of the ikar patels the tafel. So kokama that you don't have a bracha on the ikar, for sure you didn't patel the tafel. So for sure you need a brand pashit in this case. Mamei Lachura, all the best means in seem to go that you would have to make a brand of fashis. I did hear from a Berkowitz that midi svikali nafka. And therefore he says it's better that you should have a revius of wine, or Lachura it's better you could have make a brand of fashis on a different food, or get somebody else to pot you on a brand of fashis. However, what he did say is if you buy a kiddush and you had a mizaynis, so therefore you have to make alamichia, Ramesha holds that you could be koilil in your alamichia a alagefen as well, even if it's a suffix. So therefore, if you had, by the standard Kiddush, where does this question arise? Generally by Kiddush. You had a Malei Lugmov, you had a Makadish, you had a Malei Lugmov, and you had a drink of soda afterwards. If you also had Nezenis, which is what you're supposed to have by a Kiddush, to be Yetzi Kiddush Magam Suda, then you can make Alamechia, and you could be Koil in Alamechia, Alamechia Val Kaltalov, Alagefen Al Priyagefen, even though it's only a Safik, whether or not you're Machuiv. We'll see, Mirz Hashem, in Reish Ches, the end of Reish Ches, it says you're not supposed to add things in Misafik. However, the Mishnah Berurah, we even saw in the Mishnah Berurah already in Reish Beis, it says, where you're stuck, you could add in, and therefore, in this case, you would be able to add into your Alamechi if you had a Mizaynis, and you had a Safik whether or not. You had a Mali Lugmov of wine, but not a Raviv, you'd be able to add in an Alagefen, and if you add in an Alagefen, maybe you don't have to make it into Fushes on your drink. Sif Gimel. If a person only has one kais of wine, leave it for after benching to be mevarach alav. Now that was in those days, or those that were naik to bench v'yichidus ala kais. Person that benches by himself. However, bezmanenu, that's not the minig, as Aruch HaShulchan points out, and therefore there's no reason to leave it afterwards. As a matter of fact, Mishnah Berurah points out, and Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing as well. He says, Faker, if you're thirsty, it's better to drink it now than to wait till afterwards. Why? Because according to the Mordechai, you're not chayiv midaraisa. If you're thirsty, you're not chayiv in benching midaraisa. V'chaltezu achila, v'savatezu shtim. So if you ate and you're still thirsty, then you're not mechayiv midaraisa. So it's better to drink now, to be mechayiv v'sal midaraisa, and don't save it for afterwards. Now, he only says mutuv. Sounds like you could if you want him. Now you're getting into an issue. Not only that, the Shaar HaTzion says, he brings up the Prima Gadim, that if you're Keshuv B'Shloishif, there's three people, there's more of an Indian to bench Al HaKais. After the Filu Tzoma, Yosef Tev L'Nich L'Achar Mazin. Maybe even if you're thirsty, you should leave it L'Achar Mazin. Now, the Chazon Ish is Ma'ur or something, in Simon Chof Ches, he's Ma'ur, that L'Achar, a person gets himself into a big issue if he's thirsty and he drinks after the Suda. If a person, according to the Mordechai, that says that you're only M'chuyiv M'Daraisa in benching, when you also drank, but if you didn't drink, then you're not mechuyim midaraisa. So what happens if you're thirsty at the time of benching? You're not mechuyim midaraisa. Now you take your kais and you bench ala kais and you down your kais. Now I'm not thirsty anymore. Now you became mechuyim midaraisa. You didn't pater your chiv. You weren't mechuyim midaraisa beforehand. So therefore, when you benched, you only pater the chiv midarabanan. But now that you're also drank, you're now mechuyim. You also ate and you also drank. Okay, so you're mechuyim midaraisa. Maybe you should have to bench again, and then you're going to bench with ala kais. Aga. So, it's a Yesh La'ayin. The Mestapik when I get to this, it sounds like from Mishnah Berurah right here that we're not worried about that. After you bench, you finish your Suda. We're not worried, we're not Mitzar of anything that you drink afterwards to this, from before the Suda. And the fact that you now are not thirsty anymore, that's not going to be Mitzar. Once you bench, you benched, you finished. You drink again, that's a new neither. But Be'etzim, we're not worried that now you're going to be Mechayiv you, Midaraisa in Berachas HaMazon. Could be that we don't pass him Mikra didn't like the Mordechai, but he was Cheshish for the Mordechai. Chayiv being Cheshish for the Mordechai should tell you better not get yourself into an issue. And the fact that Mishnah Berurah did not say that is mashma, we're not Cheshish that by drinking after the Suda, it's going to cause you, it happens. It's not uncommon that a person benches and then he realizes he's thirsty, he drinks again. He drinks right after the Suda. It's better to drink before the end of the Suda than after the Suda. Lamais, if you drink after the Suda, first of all, to be Mechayiv yourself in the Raisa. But also, drink after the Suda, there are shittas that are chayshish, that maybe you're machayiv yourself in benching. Though I think from here, we have a rabbi Mishnah Berurah that is not chayshish for that. Sif dalet. Im kavalish lishtis nea mazlin, in terach levarach al yayin shal pesecha mazlin, di yayin shal pnea mazlin, poitrin. Chayin yayin shal kiddush. And a mazl al kris. Some say that by yayin of Avdalah doesn't pater, and therefore the best thing to do is before Hamavdo koydim netili chavan shloi lahoyti yayin shabasecha sudo. This, I think, is a case which is not so uncommon. A person goes back to America. Somebody that keeps one day yontif goes to America, and everybody is sukkis Pesach. Maybe gets you have a possibility to do avdol in a different place. Sukkis, you have to be mavdol in the sukkah. The pashtus. You have to be mavdol in the sukkah. So you're mavdol in the sukkah by the first night. Yeah, you have a chiv avdolah if you want to eat. Lechatchila, and therefore everybody else is making kiddush on the second night of sukkis. And you're making Avdalah. And you're going to eat the Suda together with them afterwards. Now the question is, does the wine, the Kiddush, the Brei Pri HaGafen that you made on the wine, does that pater the wine that you're going to eat in the Mola Suda? Drink in the Mola Suda. So, it's a suffix here in the Mechaber, whether or not it paters. I thought that it's really a Tzvek Tzveiko, that it shouldn't pater. First of all, the Shittas that hold that Avdalah doesn't have the Din of Kiddush Makom Suda. Even if it does have the Kiddush Makom Suda, I'm sorry, some people say that it doesn't, speak that you shouldn't have to make a bracha. First of all, it could be it has the same halacha as Kiddush. Even if it doesn't have the same halacha as Kiddush, once you're kveveya, if you're in the middle, you sat down to a meal, and you're drinking wine, then the Magen Avraham says that kvias makes it, even though there's no din of Kiddush Makom Suda, the kvias makes it as if you're kavua, the same way Kiddush Makom Suda. And therefore you wouldn't have to make a bracha. The lechura, lemaisa, what does a person do if he doesn't have anybody to be right to him? The halacha is that you shouldn't make a bracha. I heard from Berkowitz that the best thing to do is to be mechavin to pater. Mechavin, when you're making havdal, to pater the wine in the sudo, which is something which is very interesting over here, which was not brought down. They say that you have your etza is, before you wash your hands, make havdalah and be mechavin not to pater. Why don't they say be mechavin yes to pater? And then you won't have to make a bracha. Why do they say mechavin not the pater and then make a bracha nol sudo? Mechavin yes the pater now and don't make a bracha nol sudo. I don't have a good answer for that. Tosfos mentions this as well. I don't have an answer. The ma'aseh, why not? Is there such a possibility? I don't think that there's anything that we have that you mechavin lehedya on the pater and it doesn't pater. It's a bracha could work on and it doesn't pater. Unless it's something which is not biyodai, it's in a different room, you can't get it, then it doesn't pater. But generally, anything that you're mechavin on, lechur it should pater, even yayin shelefnei sudo, for yayin techa sudo. Lemaisa, therefore, what should a person do if he's in chutz la'aretz and he's making avdalah? He should be mechavin at the time of avdalah to pater the wine in the mold of sudo. If he did not do that, then he should not make a bracha in the mold of sudo, as the mechaber says over here. Sif, hey. All wine that a person drinks in the suda gets patered with one bracha, unless he only thought to drink one kais. I am the command to kofayin tef, sif dala. This is what we saw beforehand last week, and I had a question that came up in between last week and this week, which is mamish this halacha. I can't recall when this case came up another time in my life, but imamish came up. This is the halacha of if you go into somebody's house, you're not invited. You ended up in somebody's house, and you don't know when they give you food whether or not they're going to give you more food. So therefore, each time they give you food, you have to make a new bracha. When does that happen? Sometimes you could. The truth is, I was invited to somebody's house to be mashlim a shever brachas and give me dessert. And there's no reason to be choshish that they're going to give me anything more than dessert. I didn't even eat dessert, but that may be such a scenario. What did I have this week? I went in to make to make shalach manis. I went into one of the pizzuchim stores here to make shalach manis, and that means I took one of these plastic containers with seven spots to fill up, and I was filling up each one. So I put in all the different types of gari nim, and then he was weighing it and going through each thing and putting in the price. The kitzer, he gets up to the almonds, and he says, "Oh, the almonds that you took are smoked almonds. They're not salty almonds. It tastes different. You sure you want these?" So I said, "I don't know." So he gives me two of them. He says, "Taste it." So I tasted it. I made a break with eights and I tasted it. And I said, "You're right. I don't want these." And he took them out of the container and he put it back into the pile. And I said, "That's not the right pile. You put it back into the salty pile." So he said, he wanted to show me that it's not that way. So he took one out of the salty pile, which was the other pile, and he gave it to me. Oh, now what do I do? Should I make a bracha on that or not? Should I make a bracha on that almond? There was no reason to be choshish at all that he's going to give me another one. I did not go into the store to buy any food. I could have bought as much food as I wanted. That's not why I went to the store. I was about to eat lunch afterwards. I went to the store to make a shalach manos to somebody. I wasn't interested in eating. Now he gave me the thing. I was already holding my pain. And he gave me them just to taste. Once I tasted it and that's not, he switched it, that's fine. There's no reason to be choshish in a million years that I'm going to take get anything else. L'chorra, in that case, a person should have to make a new bracha. I didn't, it's suffix. But l'chorra is not a suffix. It should be a kafar for what I did. I think that it's a... I think l'alocha l'maisa, it's pashid that in such a case you should make a new bracha. I don't think that there was any tzad in my mind, even in 2022. As we heard by the Brahmin, that nowadays everything, we don't have any das on anything. No das is on the entire store, in the entire world. But in such a case, there was no reason whatsoever. L'chera, that's the case that Imam shouldn't have das on. L'chera, it would require such a bracha, a second bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here a case of a person buys a baguette, and he goes home and he eats it, and then he goes and sends somebody else for another baguette. Says in such a case, you have to make a new bracha because that was for sure nimlach. If from the very fact that you only bought this shows that this is all that you wanted to eat, and the fact you have to send somebody else to get another one, vice versa, you didn't have that in mind, and therefore you would have to make a new bracha. Now I think that in a case, and I found this afterwards, I saw Bashem, the Vezeta Bracha brings it down from a few people. I think as well. Yeah, Morin Saratera, the Chorin of the Bracha, the Chitzad Bekosh of the Bracha, says the same thing as well. He says if you go to a pizza store or something like that, and you buy two slices of pizza, or you're not 100% sure whether or not you can want another one or not. I think the person finishes the two slices of pizza and they decide he wants another one. In that case, for sure, if you're Masupik and you're not 100% sure, and the reason why you bought two instead of three is because you can always buy a third one, then for sure that's nechal in your das. Not only that, even if it wasn't lehedi, that's where you das. Where you're in the store and it's easy to buy another one, that's a derech, a person to eat. The same way that if you were in your house, you ate something and you decided to eat more. So there's manenu where the derech is you go from achila tana to achila meruba after you start eating. So too, if you're in the store, it would be the same thing. I don't think there's a rai in such a case that your das is that you only wanted to have this and you didn't want to have anything else. If you're in your house, and you brought home pizza to your house, and then you sent somebody else to go get, then in Chanami, L'chera, that would be a Hetzchadas. In the case where you brought something home and you didn't know how much it was, if it was going to be enough, then for sure, if you're in the middle still, for sure that's not considered a Hetzchadas. For example, the case that we wrote over there, that was also a scenario, ordered pizza from in Tzvas. The pizza was ready, eating in the car, but after getting to the third, we ordered three pies of pizza, and there were small pies, we thought they would be enough, but I guess they were smaller than we thought, and there wasn't enough. So into the third pie, we said, okay, let's order another pie. In such a case also, it wasn't das, tafka have three, not to have four, you thought three was going to be enough, but you now, as you're eating, you see that people are eating more than you figured, then in a chlami, that's four. If you're the only person eating, and you said three pies is enough for me, then in a chlami, maybe not. But if you order three pies and you thought that they were medium sized and really smaller and now it's not as much, certainly that was never nichla on your das. The standard case of Mishnah Berurah, he's talking about a case. He says, "Kegoin shekarnal atzmai lechem echa laochlei kulai valda zeberich." You bought this and this is what your das was on when you're eating. But it's not in a case where you thought something, you ordered something, you thought it was going to be enough and it wasn't enough. Mechulu. In a case where you bought this home, you know exactly how much it is. And this, you went home, now you're sending back afterwards to somebody to buy. In that case, in a chanami, that's l'chera nimlach, and you have to make a new bracha. In the case where you're in your store, then a person has a safek l'chatchila, kenzan that's not considered. I would look at it as the difference is that you want to take a chance when you're going home. If you have a safek when you're going home, you're not going to go home, and then send somebody else out to buy a new lachmaniyah for you. Vice versa, this is what your das was on and nothing else. The Ramah brings down over here. This is very common by a chasana. Person says a shavu brachas, and they send the kreis around. Who's going to get the kais? The lucky three guys that get the kais. However many guys, seven guys, however many guys get the kais. You know if you're going to get it, there's 85 people there that want the kais. You know if you're going to get it? I have no idea. Therefore, if you get the kais, you don't know if you're going to get it or not. Therefore, you have to make a bracha. He sends you to Simon Kovtzadi. I am the Kaman Simon Kovtzadi. What does he say in Kovtzadi? Mishnah Berurah says that, from the Magen Avraham, that if a person had das, that if the kais comes to me, then I want to be yetzer, I want to, then in Avraham, it works. But that's only if the Mevarech also had you in mind. But Kimdumani, I don't know that every Mevarech has everybody in mind. And therefore it's better not to have in mind to be Yetzir and make a break for your Goffin. Because half, what?
Not Memelo.
It's not Memelo? I don't know if it's Memelo. By a Shabbat Brachas, maybe. By a Shabbat Suda, probably not. I wouldn't think that he has. I don't think he has a din of a Shat. You're not being made to everybody bathroom. A Shat has a din to be made to everybody, even if he's not L'chadchilo thinking about that. Kenzani has a din to Maisi. This is not, he's not bad to having in mind. I think that he does have in mind the Chasan Nikala, certainly by Shabbat Brachas, because that's who he's going to be drinking the wine afterwards. Does he have in mind everybody? I don't know. Therefore, L'chura, it's better, but Frat, if you don't know. Since, anyhow, you have to have special das to be able to be Yetzir, because if not, then the Pashas, you have to make a bracha, just don't have that special das, and you'll be able to make the bracha. If you do want to drink from there, and you want to be Semech on his bracha, says Mishnah Berurah, make sure not to speak in between his bracha and when you drink. Which is not new past the wine. So you could say, in a chanami, that's a turich, it's not going to be mafsik. However, lechatchilo, you should not be doing that. Certainly not to say anything about who won that thing. The Sif Vav. Ein levarach achar yayin shebesuda, the berach nevazu pechotei, mechim peteris yayin shelefnei asuda. Pattering wine that a person had, the wine of Kiddush. So, the Be'er Halacha says that it's not so pashut that Berach Nevazim patters the wine shelefnei asuda. According to Ramban, it doesn't patter. And Memela, he says it's better not to drink a revius of wine, because then you're getting yourself into shaylas of bracha achreinam. However, he says then you're stuck, because how much you have to have a mali lugmov. Mali lugmov is a suffix whether or not I have to make a bracha achreinam. So either way, you're really stuck. It's not going to help you not to have revius. Could be yourself to make a bracha achreinam anyhow on the Kiddush. So if you make Kiddush on Shabbos morning and you have to have a mali lugmov, what do you do about bracha achreinam? The Mechaber says you could patter with your Berachas Mazon. Be'er Halacha says according to Ramban you can't patter. He says the best thing to do is have it in mind by Berachas Mazon. By Berachas Mazon, have in mind that you're pattering also your Yayin. Now accordingly, and this is Berkowitz, I heard this from Berkowitz, he says according to this, L'chur, that's the Cheshbon of the Be'er Halacha himself, is that you no longer have to have Dafka Amalei Lugmov. You could have as much wine as you want before it. Once your Das is to patter it, so then you're going to be using your Berachas Mazon to patter it Lehedya. In such a case, in a Chanami you could have even Revius. However, the halacha that comes out of here, which is nageya to each and every one of us, is that every Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, when they make Kiddush, you should have in mind, by Berachas HaMazon, to patter the yayin of the Kiddush, according to this Bir Halacha. Unless there's another Eitzah which is brought down, in Reish Tzadi Tes, it's brought down another Eitzah, if you drink wine before the Suda, and your das is to have wine in the middle of the Suda, then you're benching the same way that a pater is all considered one shtia, says the Mishnah Berurah. And the Birch Zemazin, the pater is the wine in the middle of the Suda, also paters the wine from before the Suda. It's all considered one shtia. Now that's the Chura. Somebody told me that he does this all the time. He leaves over a little bit of wine when he's giving out the wine. He puts a little bit of wine also into his own glass that he's going to drink in the Suda. That way, during the Suda, he has a little bit of wine. That's the Chura only if he has a shear of wine. Then you can say that the benching paters it. Because if he didn't have a shear of wine, certainly if it's less than a Mali Lugmov, then he doesn't even need a bench. So how can you tell me that the benching potters that? There's no chiv benching. L'chur, you would have to have a shir l'chol apachas and mali lugmav in the middle of the Suda, if not a revius, for that eitzah to help. The simplest eitzah, according to the Bir Halacha, if you do it, if you stam say the derech is to drink in the middle of the Suda, matoy v'manahi. If that's not the derech, then you should have in mind b'shas benching. This is halacha l'maisa, Rabbi say. Have in mind, every week, twice a week. Have in mind b'shas benching that you want to pater also your kiddush lechatchila. If you have it, we're gonna. Can you stam das? Can you give a clap now and say that? Ulay. I did once see recently Arkas Rabbeinu that the stipler did say that. The stipler said you could make one clap and get a certain tonight, but you get chilchas achila in the suda, and that'll work. I just don't remember exactly where it was, but there's such a musig. But yesh l'ayin whether or not in such a case we would say that. But possibly. Sif Zion. Im ein layayin v'sheis hamayim v'shar mashkein levarach alem dechashiv kiboy machos asudo. V'shein derech lecho b'lay shtiyo. If you're drinking shar mashkim in the middle of the Suda, then you do not have to, if you're in the middle of the Suda, you do not make a bracha on it. Then he brings down to those that say that you should make a bracha on it. The Maisa Minig is not to make a bracha on it. If a person drinks before the Suda, then he says, the Bir Alach over here brings down that there's the Indian Lechatchila to drink, maybe drink before the Suda, such a sheet to patter everything else in the middle of the Suda. So if you're drinking before the Suda and you're planning on drinking in the middle of the Suda, then you do not make a brand of fashion what you drink before the Suda. If you drink before the Suda and you're not planning on drinking in the Suda, then Lachara, you would have to make a brand of fashion unless the drink is kosher to the Suda. If it's Kidei Ligur, Taivas HaMaichel, for example, having a shot of schnapps to patter up more than a shot, something which is you need to make a brand of fashion on, for those that don't go like the Taz. Then you would have to, something which is Ligur, Taivas HaMaichel, it's Shaykh to the Suda, you don't have to make a brach on it afterwards. What's those people that they drink water before the Suda, like Rav Chaik says, like Chaim Brim, you're not supposed to drink in the middle of the Suda, you drink 20 minutes before the Suda or 2 hours after the Suda, after your meal. Those people, many people, not so many people, there are definitely people, I think even sitting in this room right here, that are makbid dafka to do that. Yes, there are. That are makbid dafka to do that. The question is that considered, what do you do when you drink those 3 cups of water or 5 cups of water before the meal? Do you make a brain of fashas on them afterwards or not? Mitzad echad, it's before the Suda. And you're not planning on drinking in the middle of the Suda. So you should have to make a brain of fashas. Mitzad sheni, shaykh to the Suda. Because you're doing it, since you can't drink during the Suda, so you're drinking the drink of the Suda before the Suda. But be'etim, it's the shaykh to the Suda. It's the Suda's drink. It's like al-derech, mashal ba'alma, that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Suda's yomtif of Yom Kippur is on Erev Yom Kippur. You can't have a Suda on Yom Kippur. So the Erev Yom Kippur is the Suda's yomtif of Yom Kippur. So that the Gaon says the Suda's yomtif of Yom Kippur is Purim. But according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rabbeinu says, so sort of you can't drink during the Suda. So what is this? You drink before the Suda, but then Shach to the Suda. So, L'chara, since it's 20 minutes before the Suda, at least that you're supposed to drink beforehand, then if it's right beforehand, Yesh Lazim. I don't know. If it's Mamish 20 minutes beforehand, then it's then you're getting into shells of Shinui Mokrim and whether or not it's Kaminis Achel and other types of things. It's Pashat Lachar, you should make it Bein HaFashis in such a case. Certainly since you're not planning on drinking the Melda Suda. If you drink right beforehand, then Yesh Ladin, I think that Lerfua, if it's only considered Lerfua, then in Echlam you should make it Bein HaFashis. If we look at it as the Chilik of the Suda, which I'm not sure those that people that are that do this, they'll be able to tell me maybe better whether or not it's considered a Chilik of the Suda or it's only Lerfua Ba'alma. If it's only a Fuba Alma, Lachar, you should make a Brain of Fashis. If it's a Chilik of the Suda, then Lachar, that's like Gur, Tavas, and Michael. Lachar, you should not make a Brain of Fashis. It'll pater, be patterned by the benching. What's with Schnapps? Schnapps in the middle of the Suda. As Mr. Brewer brings down over here, that Lachar, you should be, even though we paskin, the minig is that we don't sit down before the Suda and make a Shaakal and pater everything else in the middle of the Suda. When it comes to Schnapps, Lachar, you should do that. He says, since it's not so clear why we drink schnapps in the middle of the Suda, it's certainly not litzmoyen, you're not drinking because you're thirsty. Maybe it's la'akel, maybe it's ligror. If it's la'akel, so then you don't have to make a brach on it. And then you should have to make a brach on it. If it's ligror, then you don't have to make a brach on it. Why la'akel is not considered a chilek of the Suda, I don't know. The Makor de Levush, I'm not sure why it's not considered a chilek of the Suda. It's only to help your digestion. It's not considered a chilek of the Suda, and you don't have to make a brach on it. But if it's ligror, then you don't make a brach on it. The Safik, therefore, he says the best thing to do would be to make a bracha before the Suda, where he says the minig olam is not that way. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that certainly that's not the minig, certainly it's ligur tavas amaychol, you do not make a bracha on schnapps. Now, yesh ladin bizmanenu, we, many people have schnapps in between the fish and the meat. That's ligur tavas achilo. That's just to wash your mouth out. Maybe that in Echlami, that is a suffix, whether or not why you're drinking it. Maybe the reason dafka why we have schnapps and we don't have cola is because it's Gur Tavas HaMaichel. L'maisa, the Sharatzin says over here, the Efshir Mashregil Likach Matiyayin Tzaraf Ach Shereichlim Dogim Gamkin B'chal Tafel Murogah B'kach Upotel Kol Yamo. He's mitzadeh that on schnapps in the middle of the Suda, l'maisa, you shouldn't make a bracha. That's the Menigar Elam, he says not to. And not only that, I would think you should not be machmer to have schnapps before the Suda make a bracha. I'll be the Ben Yishchai. The Ben Yishchai says in Nosa, in Shana Aleph, he says, Shana Rishena. The whole life is Shana Rishena. He says in Shana Aleph, he says that since wine burns the throat, Sheikhar he's talking about, it burns a person's throat, Therefore, yesh lion, whether or not you should make a bracha on it. V'zachar letov, adoni avi. Then you never made a bracha on schnapps. You always potted it with something else, with sugar. So you're going ahead and you want to potter. You never know if you're never supposed to make a bracha on schnapps. But l'chatzchila is better to be simach on the minug, l'maisa, as we'll see in a second, and not to have. I think the minig harilim is to make a bracha on schnapps. Don't worry about it. Certainly, bismanenu, we have maybe red label, not blue label. Yeah, it depends on each person. Kefidim, how much he understands. What?
You could make a bracha on a different drink before.
You could make a bracha on a different drink before at the pater. Yeah, yeah. If you use the schnapps, though, Mr. Brewer was saying in echanami. The problem is that the minig over there is we don't make a bracha on other things beforehand. So when you do schnapps, is this obvious? So we make a bracha on it. The question is maybe it's a bracha in a tzurich, a couple of other things if you're. For the schnapps and the chanami, the chur, you're right. The chur, you can make a bracha on something else. The last thing the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here is coffee. Coffee and tea at the end of the meal. He talks about coffee. So he says, what's the reason why a person drinks coffee at the end of the meal? Is it for digestion? If it's for digestion, you should have to make a bracha. The Magen Avraham says that it is. Veiner muchach. It's not muchach what? Why the person drinks it? Or not exactly clear. Lemaisi says the best thing to do if you're having coffee at the end of the meal is take a little sugar and potter it up. Unless it's Shabbos. Shabbos, then you had wine, made from a Kaddish on it. Then in a Hanami, you would not have to make a bracha on the coffee, you would potter it off. Same thing for schnapps. Also, we push it, that would be potter off, even if it's not shaykh to the Suda. Lamaisa, the Archa Shochan is machal between coffee and tea. He says, coffee, you don't have to make a bracha on, tea is not shaykh to the Suda, and you do have to make a bracha on it. Lamaisa, the Minigo Erlom, and this Kama, I heard this from Rikowitz, and this Kama Paiskim is Venenu, that we did not make a bracha not on coffee, and not on tea, and not on schnapps in the middle of the Suda. It's all considered a chelik of the Suda, and we do not make a bracha on it in the middle of the Suda. That's the minig ha'olam. The fact is, manenu, that everything is considered a chelik of the Suda. And not only that, Rebekah was ma'asif, that he doesn't know of anybody that's makbid to be machmer and take a drink to be moitzi atzman miplukta, like the Mishabur, like the Mechaber says. But l'chur on the drinks in the middle of the Suda, in a chanami, I don't know anybody that makes a drink, a bracha on coffee, or tea, or these things. Anybody that does want to be machmer, take a little bit of sugar and make a bracha on it to potter it up.
Even if the coffee is just to keep him up?
Even if the coffee is just to keep him up. Yeah. If he has the coffee after the Suda to keep him up, then he is lazim. But if he has the middle of the Suda, it's all considered a chelik of the Suda. The Sif Ches is saying the halachas of Savarai and Brishus V'chulu. It's interesting that we say Brishus is when we're asking for Rishus. Savarai is when you don't have to ask for Rishus. It's more when you want to get everybody's attention. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says that we say Savarai always since Yayin Techasudo. We don't say Brishus, but we say Brishus by bread. Or those that say Lahoitzi. Say Brishus by Chala. You say Savarai by wine. Why do you say that? Because since in the middle of the Suda when you're making a bracha on wine, you have to say Savarai. So therefore we always say Savarai. Now, Mishnah Berurah handles over here exactly when you do say by the bris, by a chasana, by a chulu. One thing I will point out, he says, "Mikomokom toiv shemavarach alakoyis yamtim milavarach hashig merakol yiru sashem shenoyigim loymar." I didn't see there in the rabbi, but he says, "Lamaisa, if you're benching alakoyis, then in a chanami, you should wait till everybody else has finishes benching till you make the alagefin. Be careful not to speak beforehand." And lechatchila, if you're the one benching alakoyis, you should be mechaven to be mighty everybody else. You can't be samech on the person that benched that Itaka had you in mind. But if you're the one that's benching, then you should be mechaven for everybody else because there are other people that are on the mice that are going to be samech on you lalach.